The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the Minbar you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I want to speak about a little bit, just give a few examples of how great Imam Hussein is, how much they love him, everybody. A few stories that I want to share with you. The first one, one of the maraji of the past, Abdul Hadi al-Shirazi. Just to show how great Imam Hussein is, it says, now this is not something that I would necessarily say that brothers and sisters should do. He has reached a level of ma'rifah and understanding and love of Imam Hussein that he does this, but we don't have hadith for this. It's not mustahab in and of itself. I'm not going to say don't do it. I'm not going to say to do it necessarily, but it says that this is what he would do before his every salat. It says that after his adhan and his iqamah, he'd send a salam to Imam Hussein alayhi salam before beginning his salat. Now, once again, don't think that if I do this from now on, my salat's going to be better. I'm going to be able to pay attention better. Not necessarily. To fix the salat takes a lot of work, okay? This person, though, has reached a level of ma'rifah, and he's saying salam to Imam Hussein before he starts his salat. Why, they asked him. And he says, because this salat that I have is because of Imam Hussein. Yes? So it's not just the memory of Imam Hussein that has lasted till today. Salat has lasted because of him. Another story. Someone was reciting poetry in the presence of one of the maraji again. And he's reciting, he says, "Ey khaki Karbalay tu muhr namaz man. In muhra be mulki Sulayman nemi daham." Which means that, oh, the one who... So there, he's reciting this in front of that marja taqlid. Oh, the one whose turba, the dust of his grave, is the muhr and the sajdaga that I use in my namaz. Muhr namaz man. I am not willing to change and exchange this turba, this sajdaga, with the mulk of Sulaiman, with the kingdom of Sulaiman. Now they say that this marja was listening to this, and he's weeping as he is hearing this. And then later on he tells the poet, he says, change it to this. Change this line, although it's a beautiful line, but change it to this. Instead of saying, "Ey khaki Karbalay tu muhr namaz man," change it to, "Ey khaki Karbalay tu asl namaz man." That your the turba and your grave, O Abu Abdullah, is my salat itself, is the origin of my salat itself. This is what Imam Hussein did. Yes? It's not just about, oh, we're going to, he did what he did so that we get shafa'ah on the Day of Judgment and like we get more thawab because we use turba. No, no. Asl namaz man, he says to the poet. And so this is why Islam is not just for the Shia, Imam Hussein is not for the Shia only. It is for all of Ahlul Islam. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, you don't know. It's fine, but the reality is something else. If anyone is praying today, it's because Imam Hussein kept Salat alive. And as a matter of fact, I want to go a step further. You've all heard this as well, that not only that, he belongs to all of humanity, they say. Yes? Why do I say this? I want to share with you a little story about a person by the name of Antoine Bara, his name is. Or Antoine Bara. A Syrian Christian, Arab. He has a book by the name of Al-Husaynu Fil Fikr Al-Masihi. Hussein in Christian thought. So there's like five, six chapters in that book. It's interesting because you look at it, you're like, wow, looks like a Muslim wrote this, but the guy is Christian. I found him on YouTube. He's still alive. Now this guy, by the way, he's still Christian, But he has gone to Karbala, they said, 7 times, and one time he's on the Arba'in walk. So I haven't done that much. This guy's done this much. He sees something in Imam Hussein which is universal. And so he says in his book, the first chapter, Thawratul Hussein Liman. He's like, don't limit Imam Hussein to yourselves. There's a lot more to Imam Hussein than just Islam. Now for us, what matters, of course, is the Islamic aspect. But look, when there is truth in something, when there is sincerity in something, things that we're going to talk about tonight, then people will connect. Anyone who has a little bit of fitrah in them will find compatibility and will connect to Imam Hussein. Other chapters, for example, Fida'ul Hussein fil Fikr al-Masihi, the sacrifice of Hussein in Christian thought, for example. Mu'jizat al-Shahada, the miracles of martyrdom. Al-Asbab al-Ba'ida wal-Qariba lil-Thawrat al-Husayniya, the close and far away causes, those things that cause directly and indirectly, yeah, the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and the revolution of Imam Hussein, and so on. Yeah, so he says, don't limit it to yourselves. So, yes, we started out with Shia, and we ended up with Islam, but then we ended up eventually with all of humanity. Now, these are just little things that I'm mentioning here and there. Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, we can't limit him to ourselves. Another person by the name of Sayyid Idris al-Husayni. So, sounds like a proper Shia name, but he says, I was Sunni before. Now, once again, I don't want to make things about Shia Sunni, by the way. These are just little bits of proof and evidence for what I'm trying to claim here about Imam Hussein being so great. Or else you might find some of the Ahlul Sunnah who might revere Imam Hussein as much and if not more than some of the Shia out there. They might look at things a little differently, but Imam Hussein is universal, as I said. Anyway, he has a book that I mentioned last night, لَقَدْ شَيَّعَنِي الْحُسَيْنِ. Al-Hussein made me Shia. Why? In his introduction he explains. He says, I had an answer to everything as a Sunni. I had an answer for everything. If you came up to me about this story, that story in history, all I had answers to everything. But there's one thing I just did not have an answer to. How is this possible? How is Ashura possible? How can that take place? And so, as I've said before, like dominoes, you push one of them down, the rest fall. Imam Hussein is that one who pushes the dominoes. So now he has a book by the name of لَقَدْ شَيَّعَنِي الْحُسَيْن. Just a hadith about the greatness of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Then I want to move into the reasons that we can count for the everlastingness of this name, of this memory, of this story. The hadith goes like this. It's also famous. It says that Imam Hussein, he's the one who's mentioning this. He says, I was a child. I entered upon Rasulullah salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. And so there's this big companion with the Holy Prophet, Ubay bin Ka'b. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to him, to Imam Hussein, Marhaban bika ya Aba Abdullah. Welcome, O Aba Abdullah. And he's just a kid, by the way. Ya Zainas Samawati wal Ard. O Zinat of the skies and the earth. So now Ubay bin Ka'b, Zinat, what does Zinat mean? The adornment, the decoration, the beauty of something. Ubay bin Ka'b is sitting next to Rasulullah. He says, Rasulullah, but is there any zenith of the heavens and the earth other than you? What does the Holy Prophet reply? فَقَالَ لَهُ يَا أُبَيْ By Allah, إِنَّ الْحُسَيْنِ إِبْنَ عَلِيٍّ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَكْبَرْ مِنْهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ That Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the skies and in the heavens is higher than what he is here on this earth that we're on. فَإِنَّهُ مَكْتُوبٌ عَنْ يَمِينِ الْعَرْشِ It has been written on the right side of the throne of Allah. Now this might be figurative, but it just shows how great Imam Hussein is. What's written on the side of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? مِصْبَاحُ هُدًى وَسَفِينَةُ نَجَاتٍ That on the throne of Allah it says, on the throne of Allah it is engraved that Hussein is the light of guidance, the beacon of guidance and the ark of salvation. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Oh, Hussein, you'll live forever.
In our hearts and in our minds.
I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.
Oh, Hussein, you'll live forever. swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.